little bit with even doing that. Is it relevant?
Yeah.
Message without relevancy is irrelevant. It is a frightening day when we live in a time when we're thankful that our children get home from school alive. Today, I want you to turn in your Bibles, if you will, to the book of St. Luke, chapter 2. The message that I will be preaching, sharing with you today, is one I've titled Motherhood, A Sword Through the Soul. Motherhood, A Sword Through the Soul. What I would like for you to do, if you would, is to stand, and this will be among the very last times I'll have you stand, but everyone please stand, and I'd like for you to read this and in unison with me, beginning at verse 25. I know that we are a church that has multiple translations, but we have it on the projector in the King James, and so please read it. Either from your King James Version or from the Scriptures. I preach in all of them, but I usually use the King James for this type simply because it causes less controversy. But let's read, and what I'd like to do is begin reading at verse 25, reading verse 35. I'm going to begin with you, and then I'll drop out around verse 26 and kick back in about verse 35, but I want you to keep reading, and then we'll pray, and then we'll move on from there. Reading the Lord's Word. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the
Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit.
Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Let's pray. Father, your presence has been real to us today. I ask you, Lord, that I'm able to share what you've placed on my heart. And Lord, it's a relevant thing that we do. The Lord will move out of here knowing and understanding the piercing of a heart of a mother. Lord, the consequences of motherhood, be yet and still the joys of it. And I ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, to bless this time. Amen. Before you're seated, here's what I want you to do. If your mother has passed away, if your mother is no longer with us, I want you to sit, but I want everyone else whose mother is still alive today and still functioning, I want you to please stand. Remain standing. Would you do that for me? If your mother has passed away, sit. And if your mother is still alive, please remain standing. Let's give our moms that are alive a hand. Man, aren't you glad for your mom? Now, the opposite. Your mother is alive. Please sit. Your mother has passed away. Let's honor them as well. And thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. Be seated. As I began to pray and meditate about today's message, I was led by the Holy Spirit to this passage. It's always been a passage that has fascinated me. It's always been one that would stick with you after you had read it. And from time to time you would go back and the Lord would give you a little more insight and a little more understanding of what it was about. This past week was one of those times the Lord took me back and began to minister this to me. And I began to understand what the Holy Spirit would have me to share this wonderful Mother's Day, this beautiful Mother's Day. You see, though most of us are happy, most of us, it is a joyful Mother's Day. There are many in the earth today who are not having a great Mother's Day. There are many today who are very sad and their soul is pierced as it was with a sword. We are told here in the Scriptures in Luke chapter 2, in which we have just read, we're told of an incident. Told of a time early in the life of Jesus when his parents, Joseph and Mary, brought him to the temple to be presented to the Lord. Next week we will present a baby to the Lord. Even the Lord Jesus was presented to the Lord. Interestingly enough, he was presented in the temple in which he will some 30 plus years later destroy. Or say it will be destroyed, and then in AD 70 did destroy. He also was presented by people, by a religious system, which he would 30 years later condemn and say, your house is left to you desolate. These were the people supposedly presenting him to Father God, to the Lord God. They were presenting him to a God in which they really did not know. They knew him in theory, but they didn't know him in reality. So often it's that way today. So often it's that way in our lives. We're around people who really don't know the Lord, even though they say they do. And that's that system that you must beware of. Interestingly enough, as Joseph and Mary were bringing the baby Jesus to this temple to be presented, at the same time he was putting it upon their hearts to bring the baby to the temple, he had put it upon the heart of an old prophet named Simeon to come to the temple. And he had told this old prophet Simeon, he says, if you'll come, he says, you will see the consolation of Israel. If you will come, you will see my Christ. So at the same time as Joseph and Mary ascend the steps coming into the temple, there stood old Simeon right there. Now this would be the presenting to the Lord. The old prophet took the baby from Mary and held him himself. And reminds me of what John wrote in 1 John. He says, we beheld him. We handled the Lord of glory. And here was Simeon holding the old prophet, the old wrinkled old man, holding the Lord's Christ, the consolation of Israel. Can you imagine how he would feel? Holding the Creator of the universe. Holding the Lamb of God. Holding Jesus. And the Bible says he blessed God. He held him and blessed God. And he said, thank you, Lord, you have done it. The Bible says, if you read the same passage from the Living Bible, the Living Translation, the Living Bible Translation, what it says is there is this old Simeon was always looking for the Messiah. He was always awaiting the Messiah. It was interesting to me. You see, the Magi knew, right? The Magi knew it was time for the Messiah to come. The shepherds knew. Simeon knew. Why didn't the Pharisees know? Why didn't the religious system know what was going on? He says, you can look into the sky and you can tell what the weather is going to do. Why can't you discern what God is going to do? And there he was, and he says, "You've done it. You have fulfilled the 70 weeks of Daniel. Here he is. Here is the Christ, the individual that will join both Jew and Gentile, who will be a light to the nations, who will bring the glory of Israel. And to all that will receive him, he will make happy. But to those who reject him, bad things will happen." He blessed the Lord. He handed the baby back to Mary. And the Bible says he blessed them. He blessed Joseph and he blessed Mary. And then he turned to Mary. He says, "Yea, like a sword, your soul will be pierced." This is the part of the passage that's always fascinated me. A couple of reasons. First reason is, you know, Joseph and Mary had no idea what he was talking about. It says there that they even marveled. They marveled at what Joseph was saying. They marveled at what Simeon had said. They marveled at it. And then, you know, the thought came to me. If we knew, if we as parents knew how the birthing of a child, a rearing of a child, would pierce our souls, would we have the child? You see, I am convinced that there are parents that if they knew that their child was going to be such a problem, that their child was going to pierce their soul in such a way, they would never have that child. I'm convinced of that. The mothers at Columbine High School, mothers in Kosovo, mothers in Yugoslavia, if they knew, would they have had their children? You see, Mary's heart was pierced. We know what that means now. Joseph and Mary didn't know then. And the second thing that really fascinates me and alerts my senses and my spirit about this is that it was directed at Mary. Now, Joseph was standing right there. But who was the statement directed to? To Mary. Mary, a sword will pierce thy heart also, thy soul also. You know, I thought about this, you know, and I suppose that theologically, it would have been because Joseph would not be around at the time of the crucifixion. Now, why? We don't know. We don't know if he was older than was Mary and therefore had passed on. We don't know why he wasn't, but we know he wasn't. But I am convinced that there is something about a mother. A mother has an ability to uncannily be able to know the very thoughts and the very place that a child is. My wife, uncannily, it's weird. That's what it is. Our kids would be someplace, and as far as I was concerned, they were fine. I was ready to go to bed. Judy couldn't sleep. She'd wake me up and she said, "Where do you think they're at? What do you think they're doing?" "So, well, they said they were going to be here." "Yeah, but they're not there." I said, "Judy, let's go to sleep. Honey, they'll be okay." "No, something's wrong." Mothers know what I'm talking about. It's something like strange. It's like they know. They just know. And their heart's being pierced. It was directed at Mary, and the prophet said, "A sword will pierce your heart. A sword will pierce your heart." So this week, as I prepared and began to meditate on this, I wanted to bring this message because there are some pierced hearts not only in America, but in this world today. Mothers of Kosovo. Mothers of Yugoslavia. Mothers watching their children dig trash out of trash cans to eat. Mothers that can't find their children because of so many refugees. Mothers who have had their children assassinated in the school systems. Mothers who have lost children in tornadoes this past week. Mothers who have had their heart pierced, as it were, with a sword. So I've prepared a little slideshow, a little presentation that I want to show you. And again, it's not just to make us smart on current events, but it's to bring a relevancy to Mother's Day. It's to bring a time of compassion that we can reach out and pray for these people, if nothing else. A time where our minds will be stirred and we'll understand the torment, the anxiety, even the torture of a heart pierced with a sword. First one I want to show you is Columbine High School. Remember that photo? Remember that picture? A boy named Patrick Ireland had been shot twice in the head. He was dangling out of this window, begging the SWAT team to rescue him. Inside of the library in which he's hanging out of, laid his fellow students, dead or dying. Can you imagine how his mother feels as she saw this on television? A soul pierced. Another one is a funeral. Vonda and Michael Scholes weep after a video tribute to their own son, Isaiah. He's killed at Columbine. He, along with 14 others. 14 students and one teacher killed. You can look at Vonda Scholes' face and see her soul is pierced. She's not having a good Mother's Day. Then there's the memorials. Memorials were placed for the 15 dead. It wasn't just Ms. Scholes, and it wasn't just Ms. Ireland. All these moms lost children. And a wife lost a husband. Souls are pierced. Mary, your soul will be as a sword would go through it and pierce it. Motherhood is a unique calling. Motherhood is a high calling. Motherhood is a calling that is not without pain. Mothers, every mother, experience a pierced soul. You cannot raise a child without having your soul pierced in some dimension. Somewhere along the way, Mama, your soul was pierced because of your child. I pierced my mom's soul many, many times. But you know what I'm so glad about? You know why we really honor mothers? You know why we're having this day? Is because they took the piercing and they endured it. They kept loving us. They kept raising us. They kept hurting. But they kept going on. Moms are special. There's something uncanny about a mama. There's something about her. The Bible tells us of the unique relationship that Jesus and Mary had. There was one event. They were at a wedding. Remember the wedding of Cana of Galilee? They ran out of wine. Now, you know, religious folks won't like this. Mary came to Jesus, her son. Says, "Hey, we're out of wine. What do you want me to do, woman?" She said, "Whatever he says, do. Just do it." She knew her son. And she knew her son would do what his mother asked him to do. There was this unique relationship between a child and a mother. One time, they had got word out that Jesus had gone crazy. He had lost his mind. He was insane. Mama comes to see about him. Who is my mother, my father, my brothers? Is that putting his mother down? Oh, no, because on the cross. At the cross, there was Mama. Pierced soul and all. But there's Mama. Mama's with you through thick and thin. Mother's with you in an uncanny way. Even when she's nowhere to be seen, she's with you. Mother is never out of the mind. The children are never out of the mind of the mother. The mother never totally has a freedom in her soul from where her children are, what her children are doing. Uncannily, she knows, even though it's piercing her soul, even though it's a sword going through her very soul, she loves us. It's nobody like Mama. Kosovo refugees. I have you a picture of a trash can with a young boy digging in the trash can as a refugee flees. As the family is driven out of their home, out of their house. As a mother someplace watching her son dig through trash cans to survive. Does that break your heart? Does that pierce your soul? Imagine how this mom would feel. Lost her home. Lost her country. There's a house in Belgrade, or there was a house. See, it's not only the refugees who are suffering here, but also those in Belgrade, those in Yugoslavia. Those are still suffering. Even this woman salvages what is left of her destroyed home after NATO hit it with a bomb. Judy mentioned earlier, not only did your soul cry out for the mothers and the families who had lost their children at that high school incident, but also for the murderers. Also for them. So not only do we have to have a degree of compassion for the refugees, but also for the innocent people who will die in this war. And this poor woman whose soul is pierced, who has lost her house, lost everything. Tornadoes. This past week, the United States was ravished with tornadoes. 76 tornadoes touched down. This particular woman, Vanessa Nelson, surveys what's left of her house. Can you see on her face that her soul has been pierced? She's lost it all. 50 people died in the states of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Tennessee. Next picture, please. How did they feel as their pictures came upon the screen? How did the mothers feel as they saw their son, a POW, in a distant nation? Not knowing what in the world was happening to them. Piercing of the soul. Begin to pray. Begin to seek God. This one has a happy ending. Next one, please. No matter what you think of Jesse Jackson, bless God, I believe that's his sole purpose. I believe that's the reason he's alive. I believe he's fulfilling his purposes. Huda gave him a squat chance. Even though he's done it before, I still said, there's no way. He came back with those boys. Those mothers' hearts are rejoicing, don't you think? Amen. Next picture, please. Chief Warrant Officer David Gibbs of Ohio and Kevin Reichardt of Wisconsin were the first U.S. servicemen to die in the six-week-old NATO air campaign as their Apache helicopter crashed in Albania. It's not a good Mother's Day for their mothers. Their soul is pierced. So many hurting hearts, so many souls pierced in rearing children. Mothers, we honor you today. We thank you today because you have suffered for your children. My mother went through a lot for me. I pierced her over and over and over. But she kept loving me. She kept giving to me. She kept nurturing me and training me. And mothers, you're that way. You love your children. No matter how many times your soul is pierced, no matter how many times your heart is broken, you keep rearing your children. You keep loving them, putting up with the pain. I could stop right now and talk about a song by Garth Brooks. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Mothers, we're so thankful for you. I am so thankful for my mama. Because of mothers, there are soldiers that can go to foreign nations and attempt to maintain peace. Because of mothers, because of you and many like you, we stand tall. We are reared well. We are taught things of God. We love you. We appreciate you. As long as there is time, there'll be moms with pierced souls. Christ was crucified. There was his mother, watching on as her son, her oldest son, was assassinated and murdered by a religious system that was supposed to love people. There she sat, watching her son die, being able to do nothing about it. Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. She was there with him to the end. She was there with him. Mothers, you're with your children from the beginning. You bring them in. And if you could be there, you'll be there when they go out. But you'll be there. You love them. Your mother loved you. And if she could, she'd be with you right now. As long as there's time, there are moms. And as long as there are moms, there'll be pierced souls. Your hearts will be broken. But because of you, the world is a better place. Hello. I didn't do that. Okay. Because of you, the world is a better place. Because of you, life goes on. Yes, Mary, your soul was pierced, but look what you gave to the world. Yes, Mary, your soul was pierced as it was with a sword, but look what you gave creation. Yes, Mama, I know I pierced your soul, but look what you gave this church. Yes, Judy, your soul's been pierced and will be pierced, but look what you've given me. Look what you've given society. Moms everywhere, yeah, your soul is pierced. Yes, it hurts. But because of you, the world is a great place to be. Because of you, in the United States of America, this is the greatest nation in the whole world. Because of you, because of moms, because they stick with their children and they're always there, it's a fantastic life. We love our moms. We love our moms. I want to close out with a poem. It's not really a poem. It's more of a writing. Lance had gotten this on the internet and had sent it to his mom, and I had read it and adjusted it just a little bit so it would be good for us. And I'd just like to read it. This is for all the mothers of Kosovo who fled in the night and can't find their children. This is for the mothers who gave birth to babies they'll never see, and mothers who took those babies and made them homes. For all the mothers of the victims of the Colorado shooting, and for the mothers of the murderers, for the mothers of the survivors and the mothers who sat in front of their TVs in horror, hugging their child who made it home from school safely. What makes a good mother anyway? Is it patience, compassion, the ability to nurse a baby, cook dinner, and sew a button on a shirt all at the same time? Or is it a heart? Is it the ache you feel when you watch your child disappear down the street going to school alone for the very first time? The jolt that takes you from sleep to dread, from bed to crib, to put your hand on the back of a sleeping baby. The need to flee from wherever you are and hug your child when you hear news of a school shooting, a fire, a car accident, a baby dying. I think so. This is for all the mothers who mess up, who yell at their kids in the grocery store and swat them in despair when a tired 2-year-old wants an ice cream before dinner. This is for all mothers whose heads turn automatically when in a crowd a little voice calls mom, even though they know their own child is at home. This is for mothers who put pinwheels and teddy bears on their children's graves. This is for mothers whose children have gone astray and who can't find the words to reach them. This is for young mothers stumbling through diaper changes and sleep deprivation, and mature mothers learning to let go. For working mothers and stay-at-home mothers, single mothers and married mothers, this is for you all. So hang in there, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. Close with this picture. Kosovo family got to come to America as a refugee. The next day after they arrived in America, a baby was born, an automatic citizen of the United States of America. Moms, I know it hurt. But moms, is it not worth it? Who knows what this baby will be? They're thinking of naming him America. Who knows what little America will be? Who would have known what the little baby Jesus would have been? The religious system didn't recognize him. Simeon did. Magi did. Who would have known how Eve's heart would have been pierced as Cain killed Abel? Who would have known how Hannah would feel once she was able to bring birth for Samuel and Samuel became a prophet? Who knows what your child will be? The Lord knows. Because you're able and built to establish and handle a pierced soul, your world will be a better place because of you. And we love you, moms. And we applaud you. And we thank you. Thank you, Mom. A little bit different Mother's Day message. But I trust it's touched your heart, made you not only appreciate your mother, but mothers all over this world. Mothers loving children. Mothers, in closing and finally, this is my last thought and say, love your children while you can. First of all, they won't always be children. One day they'll be adults. Hug them every day they go to school. Hug them every day they come home. Hug them when they drive off in the automobile. Hug them when they come back from that automobile drive. Hug them when you leave and hug them when you come back. Teach your children to kiss you. I've told you before, my son, how old are you? 31. He still never comes to my home and leaves without kissing me. Love your children. They may not be here tomorrow. Children, love your mom. They may not be here tomorrow. Let's stand.